usual, the castaway is introduced by Roy Plumley.
This week, our castaway is the actress Polly James. Polly, have you ever experienced loneliness?
Yes, I have. I think I did as a child. I have vague memories of not knowing at all where I was going. And since I've been older, I find London a very lonely place, especially if you're living on your own.
Yes, indeed. What would you be happiest to have got away from in leaving London, in leaving civilization?
Well, I would be happiest, and I'd also, ironically, be sad in some ways to leave the telephone. I mean, aspects of the telephone I would be happiest to leave.
Yes. Are you a musical person?
I think I am. I'm not technically well-informed musically.
But you learned to play the piano?
When I was very young, yes, but it was discarded, sadly, when I was...
Don't you play at all?
I can amuse myself. I wouldn't pretend to amuse anyone else, but I can... I would amuse them, but I can play for my own amusement.
I know you went to a concert school. Did you sing in the choir?
Yes, I did, every day.
What do you want music to do for you on the island?
Apart from the practical things like building me somewhere to live, it will really do everything for me. I mean, it would be a substitute for people, places, times that have passed, memory. I want it to keep me going. I want it to, it's got to get me up in the morning.
What's the first one on that little pile?
The first one will get me up in the morning. It's Shostakovich, Fifth Symphony.
The opening of the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, the USSR Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maxim Shostakovich. What's your second disc?
Well, my second disc is a piece of piano music by Eric Sarti, Les Trois Gymnopédies.
Why do you choose it?
This is the one piece that I've chosen simply because I would like to listen to it.
The opening of Eric Satie's Trois Gymnopédies, played by Frank Glaser. Now, you're from Lancashire, of course, Polly.
Yes.
From Oswaldwistle.
Yes, I'm not originally from Oswaldwistle. I was born, in fact, in Blackburn, but my parents moved to Oswaldwistle, and, of course, with a name like that, it captures the imagination of anyone who...
does, indeed. Where did you go to school?
I went to school in Blackburn.
Did you see a lot of theatre as a child?
No, I saw... practically none. I think maybe the odd pantomime, which I don't remember awfully well. But in fact, we were a very theatrical family in that Sunday night would be a sing-song night and any other occasion, you know, that we could grasp a hold of.
What was your contribution?
My contribution was, when I look back on it, must have been dreadful. I used to sing a song from Annie Get to the Gun. I used to sing with a terrible Lancashire accent, with the odd interspersed American word. You know, I used to sing that song, Folks Are Dull Where I Come From, They Ain't Had Any Larning. And this awful, awful child.
What was your first ambition?
I don't remember ever having had any.
What did you do when you left school?
When I left school, I went to Domestic Science College.
Yes, in Leeds?
Yes, in Leeds.
And did you practice as a domestic science teacher?
I did all my teaching and practice in the last year, which amounts to quite a good deal of teaching, but I never actually went out and got a job as a teacher, no, because, in fact, what happened was, spurred on by a lecturer in the college and friend, and being a member of the university drama group, surrounded by people who were going down to RADA to try for scholarships, I suddenly found myself one day going down with them.
And you got a scholarship?
And I suddenly found myself with a scholarship, yes.
You did very well at RADA. You got gold medal.
Yes, I did.
Did you work at all while you were at RADA to supplement your grant?
Yes, I was allowed to work during the holidays. I think this is quite an unusual thing, but we were very poor. You know, the people who were on scholarships were very poor, having only £5 a week to live on. And this job came up and I was allowed to do it.
Where was it?
It was in Folkestone, the repertory theatre there with the Arthur Brough Players.
And when you left RADA?
When I left RADA, I think first of all I went to Ipswich for a couple of weeks, and then I went to the Royal Court to do a revival of A Cuckoo in the Nest.
More or less straight into the West End, within 200 or 300 yards of the
West
End.
That's right.
Splendid. Let's have record number three.
Number three is Gracie Fields, please, singing Sing As We Go.
Why do you choose Gracie?
Because she comes from Lancashire, and because she is, I think, one of the greatest female artists, and because she does sum up everything that I think the northern quality, as I know it, is about.
Gracie Fields. Now, what was the next job, Polly, in the West End as well?
Where are we? We're at the Royal Court. Oh, no, after that I went over to America, onto Broadway, to do Half a Sixpence.
Oh, yes, with Tommy Steele.
Yes.
How long did it run in New York?
We did exactly a year.
Did you enjoy New York?
Very, very much, yes. Very much. At that time it was very exciting. The theatre there was exciting, mm-hmm. Especially the musical theatre.
And when you came back?
And when I came back, I went into a play called Barefoot in the Park.
An American play?
Yes, an American play. I think I just had the accent off rather well. than gave it.
And then what?
And then I had come back from America, really, having it in mind that I would go into repertory theatre to do, as I thought of it, my basic training.
Yes.
Everything seemed to have happened very quickly, and I really didn't feel that I had much under my belt, as it were, you know.
You haven't suffered.
I hadn't suffered.
So, where did you care to suffer?
I went to Exeter. I didn't suffer at all. I played great, zonking lead parts in wonderful productions. I didn't suffer at all. I stayed up late at night, but that wasn't.
And then you did a musical in the West End.
And then I came back to London to do Anne of Green Gables.
Yes, which was a great success.
Which was a great success and which is very dear in my memory, mm-hmm. Yes.
And a TV series?
A TV series came almost, yes, they came together, in fact. Yes.
The Live of Birds.
The Live of Birds.
Now, Anne of Green Gables was a success and The Live of Birds has run for what, 5 years?
I think almost about 5 years now.
Yes. You did a lot of the locations, of course, in Liverpool.
Yes, whenever we could, yes, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, I remember seeing you cruising backwards and forwards on the ferry boats once.
Yes, I think we did some of the titles on the ferry boats, and I remember when we went to do those, I was always I'm always extremely nosy about what everybody else is doing. And I was so anxious to get everybody onto this ferry boat and not content with leaving it to the person that should do it. I was anxious that the cameraman got on with his camera and his equipment and the sound and everything. And in fact, the boat sailed off without me. It did, and I was left on the quayside, standing there. And they'd gone out to film me and Neris, film us both, on the boat. And there I was standing there. I think it was probably funnier than anything we ever did in any episode.
Let's have record number four, what's that?
Well, it's the aria from La Bohème, sung by Jussi Bühling. I want to take with me a really, really great voice. And this is what this man has. I'm very, very interested in singing.
Jussi Bühling, you had a season at Stratford-on-Avon 3 years ago.
Yes, I did.
What did you play?
I played Nerissa in The Merchant of Venice. I played Margaret in Much Ado About Nothing. And I had a most wonderful experience in Henry V. I played the Princess Catherine. And it was doubled with the boy. Mm-hmm. The boy that goes, the young boy that goes through.
Yes,
Henry V.
And Catherine, of course, became a queen, and you played another queen in a musical immediately afterwards, almost immediately afterwards.
Yes, I'm very bad at fixing the times. I mean, if you were to say to me, when did you do this, and when, I can't remember at all, but if you say that followed, yes.
I've been looking it up.
Well, yes, we did the musical I and Albert, which I did Queen Victoria.
And you had to cram 60 years into 2 hours.
Crammed 60 years into 2 hours, and we came off after, I think, 3.5 months.
Oh, no. How long had you rehearsed?
We rehearsed it for, I think, 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is what is, in a way, so sad and yet so wonderful about the theatre. I mean, this was a sad event in my theatrical experience.
Yes.
But at the same time, it was one I wouldn't have missed. It's very exciting. And I don't know, God only knows what goes into a musical to make it a success. I think it is the most elusive of all theatrical experiences. And I don't think, looking back, one can say why one fails. And I don't even think you can really say why one succeeds.
A tremendous part for you.
So
yes. Many changes, so many scenes, so many songs.
7 wigs. Yes.
And recently you've been up in Blackpool playing a stage version of The Live Birds.
Yes, which was great fun. A whole summer in Blackpool.
You've decided to turn in The Live Birds. After 5 years, you think you've had enough of it.
Yes, sadly, in many ways. But I couldn't... I found there was nothing else I could give to it. I could do nothing more with the part, really.
So what do you want to do next?
I'm very bad at planning, and so I know in my mind that I want to do something very different.
Musical or straight, classical or modern?
I don't mind.
Or whatever it is, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Let's have record number five.
It's a piece by Ravel. It's the Pavane for a Dead Infanta.
The closing passage of Ravel's Pavan for a Dead Infanta, Giulini conducting the new Philharmonia Orchestra. Let's go straight into your next record.
Well, can I have from my next record the opening number from the musical Pippin?
Yes.
Please.
Why?
Because I have been very much associated with musicals in my career. As I told you, one of my first experiences was in the American musical theatre. And I believe very much that they really know how to make a musical. I also wanted to take with me something modern, something of 1974. And I think this is it.
Journey, you are an exotic review. We've got magic to do. Just for you, we've got miracle play. We've got hearts to perform, hearts to warm, kings and things to take by storm.
The opening number from Pippin, Ben Vereen, and the cast. What are your occupations outside the theatre, Polly? What do you like to do?
I like to sew. I like very much going to the theatre, of course. Although at the moment I do feel that there really isn't that much to see.
Oh, I quite agree. No, there really isn't. What about useful desert island occupations? Camping out? Ever been a girl guide?
I was a brownie. I never made the Girl Guide.
Well, that was a start. We know from your domestic science studies that you can cook. Done any fishing?
No, I've never done any fishing.
Good swimmer?
I can't swim at all.
Can't swim at all?
No. So there's no chance of my getting off.
4 months in Blackpool and you can't swim at all?
No, I can't swim at all.
You'd better do something about that. A little light building?
Oh, I'll have a go at that, yes. Mm. Yes, and I think I'll be very good at idling my time away making things out of nothing.
What? Kettle holders?
Yes, that's the sort of... Yes, that's very much the sort of thing that I'm likely to make. Useless things. But I think that if I'm eventually found, I think you'll be amazed at my ingenuity.
Would you try to escape?
No, I've no intention of escaping. I'm looking forward to going.
Let's have record number 7.
Well, number 7, I'd like to have an Old West Country song. It's arranged and sung by Martin Best. It's called The Strings of Lovely Nancy.
Oh, the strings of lovely Nancy are divided in 3 parts. Where a young man and maiden, they do meet their sweethearts. It is drinking of good liquor caused my heart for to sing, and the noise in yonder village made the rocks for to ring.
Martin Best singing the West Country song, The Streams of Lovely Nancy. And now we come to your last record.
I would like, for my last record, a piece of Noel Coward's poetry, The Boy Actor, recited by John Moffat, please.
Opening performance. Legs a bit unsteady. Dedicated tension. Shivers down the spine. Powder, grease and eye black. Sticks of makeup ready. Leishner number 3 and number 5 and number 9. World of strange enchantment. Magic for a small boy dreaming of the future, reaching for the crown. Rigid in the dressing room, listening for the call boy. Overture, beginners! Everybody, done!
John Moffat, Noel Coward's The Boy Actor. If you could take just one of your 8 discs, which would it be?
That's awfully hard. I'd take the Bohème.
You see beauty?
Yes.
And one luxury to take to the island, will you?
I'd like to take a photograph of everybody I know. I don't know how you're going to manage that.
You mean in a big group?
Yes, I want one of those long school photographs.
With a camera that goes around on its own.
That's right, and then I can pin it to one end of a tree and the other to another tree.
Yes, well, somehow we'll get everybody together.
But I know.
I want to be the one kneeling in front with a football.
You will be, I promise you.
And one book, apart from the Bible, Shakespeare and big encyclopedias?
My book I'd like to take, Elizabeth Longford's biography of Queen Victoria.
Right. And thank you, Polly James, for letting us hear your desert island.
Thank you very much indeed.
Goodbye, everyone.